diapers.
our new Facebook Live topic, yeah, from parent to parent. So, hey, everyone, we're live. We were just talking about parent stuff, you know, that parents talk about, worries, the fun stuff, all the stories and whatnot. But today we're really going to be talking about using virtual summits. Alexis here is a fantastic, she's an expert at live events. And with everything that's happening, everyone's forced online. A lot of people are running virtual events. Now, people who have run virtual events in the past, they understand the technicalities and all of the software and all the headaches that come along with that. And Alexis has understands that as well. And she's going to kind of break down what it is that we really need to look out for. Should we even be doing it? Do we want to do it ourselves? Or do we just collaborate with people that are already doing it? Like, what kind of we going through there? So, hey, Alexis.
Hey, Victor. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, of course. So glad to have you here. We're going to have a great topic of all of this here. But yeah, I mean, virtual events. I've seen so many pop up. You know, this is more my space now. It's really funny because
we're all invading your space.
I know, like everyone lives, I live online pretty much. And I met you at a live event and then we started kind of going from there. I was curious about live events. You have a lot of great knowledge, especially on live events and how to walk away. We were on a podcast interview, actually. We talked about how to walk away with credit cards instead of business cards.
That's right.
One of my favorite podcast episodes. If you are watching now, definitely go back and listen to it. I believe it's like episode, 30 or 40. We can go from there. But if you have any questions right now about live events, are you currently hosting them? Are you looking to be part of them? Like, what's kind of
wondering if you should bother hosting one in the fall? That's a big question.
Wondering, hey, is this something I even want to do? But this is how we're going to break down. This is what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to dive into it in the next few minutes here. But if you're catching the replay, let us know. Hashtag replay, you know, let's what questions do you have? And if not, Alexis here can always follow back up with you about that. So let's kind of dive right in. What do we need to know, I guess, from a 20,000 foot view perspective as far as virtual summits?
Well, virtual summits, I mean, I always tell people that you have to go back to what's the purpose of doing this,
right?
And what's the strategy of it? Because we, like you said, we see so many of them popping up now. There's constantly a new one you hear announced every day, which is great. Virtual events are a great way to get leads and close clients right now. But we have to have that outside viewpoint and really know what is the strategy behind hosting your own virtual event, because maybe it makes sense for you to do your own, or maybe it makes sense, like you mentioned, Victor, is to jump on and do a joint one with a few other people instead of just hosting one just yourself. So we want to look at what's the overall strategy. What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to get people to get on a free discovery call? Are you trying to get people to buy a high priced offer? So, you know, looking at what your end goal is and what your offer is at the end. I always go back to, with everything, whether it's virtual or in person, you have to reverse engineer the event to figure out what is the purpose and then work backwards from there to make sure the strategy makes sense with the ultimate goal and purpose of the event.
I love that. And I know it's definitely something worth having. And it is, again, this goes, I think, with a lot of things, not just virtual events, right? You know, you do have to know the purpose of what it is you're doing. I think with
online, it seems like a no-brainer, but, you know, we still need to think about it.
And here's the thing. Like, I think with online, people just think the rules are different, right? They're just like, oh, yeah, I can just post and stuff like that. And then those are the people that get no engagement, get, like, nothing from them. They say online doesn't work for me because there's no like intention behind a lot of it. It's kind of like random. Whereas in person, you have to be intentional. You can't walk into a networking group and just stand there hoping that something happens. Like, that's kind of what people do online, right? They're like, I'm just going to stand here and join this group and people will call me, or people will join my thing, or people will work with me. And like, no, that's not how it works. Like, take those same things and move them online. Same principles. You have to understand what your intention is. Are you going, like you said, to get people to schedule calls with you? Are you going to get people to join your mastermind, to join your program, to work with you, or get on a sales call with you, or whatever that looks like? It's important that you do. We go about that. I love that.
Yeah, so people are just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall right now of like, well, maybe I should just like try this and I'll get people on the phone, or maybe I should do this and I can get people to buy this low price program, or maybe I should host and charge for my virtual event and then I'll get high level clients. So it's like, you know, we're just kind of grasping at things, and people need to stop, take a breath and like assess and say, okay, what's the plan? What's the purpose of this? I need to have a strategy that makes sense, because like you said, if you don't, then all the marketing that leads up to it, which is your world, right? And creating ads and leads for it, you know, it's not going to be cohesive. It's not going to make sense to lead up to the virtual event, because it doesn't make sense. You don't really know the direction where you're going. So then how can you guide them to get there? You can't.
Yeah. I love that, because it's true. It's like, I can't like say it enough. If you don't have an intentional strategy in place, there's going to be an unintentional one that just gets created for you. Right.
So
it's just, and I mean, both you and I listened to Suzanne and Ubi, and she said before,
Suzanne Evans. Yeah.
Yeah. Suzanne Evans. Exactly. You know, she said before, if you don't know where you're going, like someone else is going to lead you there, you know, and it's
so true.
We want to know where we're going. And again, virtual events, virtual summits aren't for everyone. I've never run one. I've run ads to them, but I've never set one up myself. I don't think I ever want to. I personally prefer more of this type of format, more of the live, like one-on-one, rather than like pre-recorded interviews and then like trying to gather all that stuff. And like, to me, that just seems like a headache, right? But I know some people that works really well for.
Right. And that's why you just need that outside source to just brainstorm and figure out, does this make sense? Yeah. Or should I do this strategy, right? Of what you're doing with the lives.
Yeah. And like you said, this is a time of slowing down. A lot of people think they just need to go faster, faster, faster right now. But right now, it's just take a step back, take a breath. Take a breath and like really, you know.
You breathe and I held mine.
it's like we want to just really look forward to where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because online things can be done a lot faster, but that doesn't mean we have to do them all. Right.
Right. So, right.
What would you say are some of like the pitfalls of let's look at it from this perspective. What makes someone eligible to be like, I'm ready to run a virtual summit versus someone who's maybe more thinking they want to run a virtual summit, but they'd be better off to collaborate with a virtual summit?
Yeah, that's a great, great, great question, Victor. So I would say that with that, if you already have a good following, you have a decent sized list, you've been nurturing, you're present on social media, you're doing Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives, you've got people that, you know, react and respond to what you're doing from mm-hmm. email or social media online, then it might make sense for you to just do your own, right? Or if you were planning to do a actual live event this spring and it got canceled, and you already had people registered for it, then it might make sense to then pivot and do an online version and then also do an in-person version once we're allowed to. So again, if you already have people interested in going to your events that you had scheduled, or you have a list and a following, then it might make sense for you to do your own. If you don't, then this is where the strategy comes involved, is you could piggyback and do one with someone, do a joint summit or virtual event with someone. Mm-hmm. So then you also have the opportunity to make an offer, a small paid or free, but also it gives you an opportunity to do a list build. So it's kind of twofold strategy of doing a summit with someone else, is you might be able to build your list and grow your following as well as get clients. So
that's true. Yeah.
Those are things to consider.
So whether it's something, if we already have a following, people interested in us and things that we have to offer, and we have a network that people are like, I want to tap into their network even more. That would be someone that would be perfect and primed to let's look at running a virtual summit. Whereas someone who maybe doesn't have much of a following, but they're like, I have things to provide to people. And I know a couple of people that are kind of the same. That's more of a joint venture that you're seeing to look at. And then the third option is someone who maybe just, you know, I have something to offer, but I don't really know many people. Maybe I can apply to join these virtual summits. And I feel like there's a stigma here, like because it's online, it should be free. I've paid for virtual summits to be part of virtual summits.
I just paid for one last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, exactly. So I feel it kind of brings it back again. What are you doing online, offline that works? The same is going to work online to an extent, right? Like if you're paying for sponsorships and you can speak better to this than I can offline, don't be afraid of speaking to paying to speak online.
Right. Yeah. Right? There's also people that are buying sponsorships to virtual summits, which is a whole nother topic, but you know, just like people would sponsor in-person events, people are also sponsoring virtual events as well. So there's another way to get the word out and also make a little money off of it if you've got a following.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're on that person that's primed to create them, there's a different revenue sources for you there, right? There's definitely like the, like find people to sponsor it because you've already gathered the community and they're looking to tap into that community. So you gate it for them and they're sponsoring for you, or the vice versa, where if you're paying into it to sponsor, like I've done that for one coming up later in April. And then, it's kind of like a joint thing for another thing in July as well, but that is allowing me to tap into that network now virtually and then later on in July in person.
Right.
Hoping that, you know, working we can meet in person again in July. Yeah.
You know, Victor, I just thought of another thing to consider too is that if you don't have a huge following, but maybe you've got a decent engagement, you've got a list maybe of 1,000 people and you've got people that are listening to you and stuff, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge virtual event either. It doesn't have to be a full day or 2 or 3 days. You know, some people are doing those and they're having success, but even just like a webinar, you know, like a 2-hour, 90-minute session where you teach people and then you maybe have a free offer at the end, or get on the phone with me, or a low price offer. You know, we're calling them virtual events or summits, but really it's a webinar. You know, you could call it what you want, but you know, it doesn't need to be this huge, big production either, is the point, right? It's just the, what we need to do right now is go where the people are, and the people are online.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you brought it back to that. It doesn't have to be, because there's definitely virtual summits are like usually a multi-day thing. Right, more like a in-person live 3-day conference or 2-day conference, something like that. Then you have like the 1-day workshops, that live events that people don't necessarily talk about most often. I feel like people forget about those, but that's very similar online version of that is a webinar, right? It's like a 90-minute, 2-hour webinar, and it could be a live stream in a free group for that matter. You know,
there's so many ways to get creative and play with
Here's the lowest tech possible. Start a Facebook group, get people to join the group, and then go live stream in there for your live event. You know, for your online virtual event.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the lowest tech you need. You don't necessarily need like virtual summit software, because I know they have those. Some are great, but it can be another thing to learn, right? We don't necessarily want that right now. So I'm curious then, what have you found success as far as reaching out? Let's say from my perspective, like I don't necessarily want to run one, but I want to look for more. What would you suggest to someone like in my position, or I guess someone like you who is running them, what are you guys looking for?
Yeah. So are you saying to speak on it, or are you saying to
sponsor? Yeah, just to participate, collaborate, and speak on it.
Okay. Well, actually, overall, I would say whether you're looking to sponsor one or to speak on it, it's probably about the same strategy. Is, you know, we overlook the simple. We talked about that earlier of just having a plan. We overlook the simple and complicate things in so many ways. And it's the same with this. Ask. Post on social media and say, hey, do you know any virtual events coming up? I have this topic. I'm going to teach you how to do XYZ, right? And just posting that on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. It's amazing the response that you get just from a simple post like that of, hey, I've got this topic. Do you know of any events coming up that could use this? I've seen a lot of clients get response on that. But then there's also people that put together a list of events that are going on virtual. I mean, it was in person and virtual, but right now it's mostly filled with virtual events. I can't remember her name, and I would probably say it wrong. So if anyone wants to know what this calendar is, I will put it in the comments. But she compiles this list and they're all throughout the country. It is a paid subscription to it, but if you're using this as a strategy to get clients, I think it's, she has a really good deal on it right now. So it's a no brainer. We just bought a year subscription to it because it was like half off. So there's people that compile that is their business. They spend the time scouring the internet and they're on hundreds of newsletters. So they do the work for you. So subscribe to those types of calendars and look for them online. And also reach out to event planners and event people like me to see, hey, what events are going on that you know of, you know, so use your resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I'm like, I love being able to just kind of reach out to you and say like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I mean, I see everything that you guys are doing online and whatnot. And you guys have actually a virtual summit that you're hosting soon, right?
Yeah, it's actually on Friday, a couple days from now on the 17th. And it's actually on this topic. It's about hosting fun, engaging, and profitable virtual events. So I love this topic because we see so many people doing these virtual events, but most people don't know. A lot of people that have done these virtual events have a lot of people dropping out of their virtual events and don't stay to the end to hear the offer because they're boring. Yeah. Plain and simple.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy for people to just log off and leave a virtual event now. Before in person, you know, people were kind of shy to leave an event because everyone would see them. But now, you know, it's just you click end meeting and you leave. It's like no one sees.
You cover your camera and you're like,
exactly. Oh, yeah. Right. Or turn the camera off and go do the dishes. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're not having fun, if you're not engaging, if you're not making it an experience, just like a live event, then people are going to leave and therefore you're not going to make money off of the event. That
makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Again, it starts with really getting to know what the end goal is. Right.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, I've run webinars before. I've helped people also run ads to webinars. I've helped them craft webinars. I have a webinar template. However, it's important that we always start, just like you said, with the end goal in mind. What is the end offer? Is it a consultation call? Is it a strategy session? Or is it a paid thing? Is it like a membership program? Is it a like group program? Is it a one-on-one done for you, like we only have X amount of spots, and whatever that is, it starts there. Then the content, and here's the caveat, because a lot of people will teach this way. They'll teach webinars in a way of you start with like who you are and like what you do and some testimonials, which is great, but then the content is more talking about like the program rather than like the actual thing. Like I'm under I follow the philosophy of like, make sure you actually teach them something, whether they at that webinar, someone's giving you their undivided attention, just like at a live event, right? You're not going to go to a live event, speak on stage and say like, talk about like how great your program is, because everyone's going to be like, oh man. And they're just going to be on their phones. Right. Same thing is going to happen online, except they'll probably just log off.
Right.
And you want to actually create that content, like you said, that's engaging, and you're going to teach on it inside the summit. So I won't touch on that too much, but as long as it allows them to take action on something, if they can do it in the webinar, they associate that action and doing that and completing that and getting that initial win with you.
Yeah.
So make sure you actually, what is it? The good old, help them by actually helping them trick.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Shocker.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but I love that you, what's that?
I said, surprising how much that actually works.
Right, yeah. You know, I love that you said that though, Victor, because when we came together, so it's not just myself on this, there's, you know, a panel of five of us.
Right, yeah.
Josh Robertson, Lakeisha Michelle, Suzanne Evans, Moira, Galenquire.
I have trouble saying her name too.
Yeah, I love her. I just want to listen to her talk. But yeah, you know, when we got together and we planned out this summit, that was what was at our core value with this, was that it has to be really good content. It can't just be, you know, fluff stuff and then all about an offer or whatever. And there actually are no paid offers on this virtual summit. It's all content. But you know, that's what we talked about, because we know people are doing these virtual events and they're not getting the success they want. And this is their effort right now with all the craziness going on to get clients. So, you know, we know that we needed to create something to serve them so that they actually know what they're doing. So, You know, this virtual man is going to teach them how to have the plan, like you and I talked about, that makes sense. I will be talking about that, but then also about how to make it an experience and create a virtual stage so that it's, you know, almost as good as the in-person live event stage, so that you have that feel and the energy. And then, you know, how to have the energy and keep it going and make it an experience. So we're going to have an amazing MC that's going to talk about how you can do that at your virtual events. Moira is going to be talking about how to be a good speaker and organize content that gives value. And then, of course, Suzanne's going to do her magic thing about how to do offers on virtual events that convert clients. So, I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome, awesome.
I'm definitely signing up for it for sure. Yeah. And then what's it called? Again, the link is in the comments below. So feel free to check that out and go there so you can sign up for it. It's Friday, right? You said?
Yeah, it's Friday, April 17th. So it's this Friday and it's at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
Which I believe is 10 o'clock Pacific time. 10.
Which would mean it's 11 my time. Yeah. MT, my time.
Mountain time.
I like playing with that. The forgotten time zone. So that kind of brings up for me a few questions as far as with everyone that's going to be in there, right? It sounds like you got everything from A to Z pretty much. You have, like with you, you're going to be talking about the content of like how to actually craft as an experience. And it's not just about having cool Zoom virtual backgrounds. If you're into Friends, having like Central Perk back there.
Right.
It's about like the actual content and how you engage with everybody, what stops you have. Again, I won't touch on that too much, but I know you're going to teach on it. But then there's Moira, who she's a fantastic speaker. She really helps people dial in their message.
Yeah.
And she's going to really break that down so that you understand how to deliver that content, right? Because it's not, again, it's not just this fluff of like, this is what this content is. And it's like high-level stuff, but actionable things and how to deliver it so you're not getting too granular, but you're also given enough that it's not overwhelming and people can like, oh, I can do that myself. Yeah. And then, of course, Suzanne is fantastic at helping us break out of being shy from making offers, because it's not a bad thing to make offers. I feel like a lot of people get into this, especially nowadays, they're like, oh, you're opportunistic, or you're kind of, what is it, predatory, like how, like, that is happening, yes, for some people.
We need to be aware. Yeah, it needs to be appropriate, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about. Yeah.
If we were on this live and be like, hey, great, if you want to do that, join our $10,000 thing right now so that you can get all the stuff. And it's like, why? It makes absolutely no sense right now.
Right,
to make
that
type of offer, right? But exactly, she's going to help you make congruent offers so that you understand when to do it, how to do it, and you feel confident in doing it. And it's the other person feels like, if this is right for them, they're going to say, yes, this is right for me. I'm in. Let's do this. How do we move forward? Whereas, you know, and that's all it is. It's, I think people, I don't know. Like, I remember she said one thing is like, we're all sales traumatized.
We've all had an experience, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about this because, you know, when we chose who was going to be part of the summit, I wanted people that I'm going to be taking notes from. Right? I will literally be taking notes. After I speak, I will be taking notes from everyone else.
Love it.
Yeah.
I realized, I was like, we're missing a piece in there, though. I feel like, how are people going to bring traffic to this?
Hey, you could sponsor it, Victor.
for sure. No. I honestly didn't know.
Love it.
I found out about this when you announced it, so that I didn't know this behind the scenes or anything like that.
Well, who knows? Maybe another one will pop up with you on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Stay tuned.
But yeah, so I mean, like, that's how we do it. It's a simple, I feel like a lot of people overcomplicate this, right? It doesn't have to be that complicated.
Right.
I don't want to say super easy because that implies a certain thinking, but it is very simple to implement if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think is better said than it's easy. So
We overcomplicate it. It really doesn't need to be a ton of tech. It doesn't need to be overcomplicated. Yes, you want it to be a good representation of you because it's your company, your brand you're putting out there, but it doesn't need to be complicated. You just need to have a strategy, know how to engage people and keep them on, right? Yeah. And give them great content, and then know how to make a, you know, congruent offer at the end that's going to convert clients. That's it's simple. We don't need to overcomplicate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Super easy to do. Super simple. I know I put it in the comments here, but I'm going to try to put it on a banner as well. So if you guys, let me just, you're going to see my head kind of pop out weird. but if...
we're not Facebook live dancing though. That's not what's happening.
yeah, right. Join the summit here. We're going to do this on the fly. And kind of put that out there. But if you are actually curious about joining the summit, you just go to bit.ly/ profitable virtual events. And that will take you to the sign up page so that you can sign up. Again, there's no like payment from what I remember.
It's a free event. Yep.
It's completely free, but they're going to walk through literally everything you need. How to actually craft it in the beginning, and then how to deliver the content. And then with Suzanne, like how to create that congruent offer. So people are like, yeah, sign me up right now. You know, so that's everything you need in a nutshell. I know you mentioned one other person was going to be there. I don't remember what they were talking about, but.
The MC, Lakeisha.
Oh, yes.
Michelle. Yeah. Yeah. She's an incredible MC. She's done all kinds of big events throughout the country, Lisa Nichols, Jack Canfield, people like that. And she's an amazing MC. So she knows how to create an experience and have fun at a virtual event too.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I love it. You're getting everything from, I'm going to say B to Z.
Yes, this is about on the actual event. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about marketing too, but not the online leads, more about messaging. But yeah, I'm going to talk about marketing to get people on it. But if you want get leads online, Victor's your guy for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do without ads for sure. And I'm just biased always toward ads because that's my thing.
You're a rock star at it.
But so great. I love that. That's what you're talking about. That's what you're really bringing to people to help serve them. Cause I know people are thinking like, should I do my own? Should I just go and sponsor one? Should I collaborate with people? Should I just do a webinar? Like maybe that's all they need. Right. Mm-hmm. This summit here is really going to break that all down for you so that you can understand exactly what to do next and how to make it profitable. That way you're not just wasting your time creating something that is not going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that right now, right? People are doing a lot of things that aren't necessary right now.
Yeah. We don't have the luxury of that right now. With everything going on, we don't have the luxury of wasting time and risking, you know, the things that we put our efforts into.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, cool. Well, it was great having you on and talking here.
Yeah, thanks, Victor.
It looks like we had a couple of people kind of on and off there. But if you have any questions, if you're watching the replay, again, we touched on like really what it is that you need to do to get going in the events. And then, of course, Alexis is going to dive a lot deeper to it in her virtual summit, along with a few other people that are going to be talking about the extra pieces that are needed as well. But definitely reach out to her or click on the link in the comments below, or just go to this one in this banner here and you'll be able to sign up. And again, it's a free event. You'll learn everything you need to know about virtual summits so that you can profitably create your next one if that's the right path for you. So, well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
always,
me.
Always a pleasure chatting with you and then chatting parent stuff before and after too.
So. You're swapping diaper war stories.
I know. Pretty much what we're doing. So, all right. Well, I'm going to end it here. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Alexis or just join the summit and she'll answer all your questions there too.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Victor.
Right. Yep. No problem.